Good morning, Eric.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How's things at the Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry going?
Yeah, ticking along quite nicely, actually. We're preparing for our AGM on the 16th of September.
That'll be here. That'll be here before you know it.
It will be, yes. It doesn't seem like that long since I took it back on again last September. Took it on then on the basis that I was only going to do a one-year term.
Yeah.
Just to sort of try and revitalise the chamber, which I think we've done to a large extent. There's still more work to be done, but I think we've done it to a large extent. So we're now looking for a new president so that I can step down. And at the same time, Julie Foster, who's been the treasurer for quite some time, on the committee also for some time, for a number of reasons, business and family-wise, she wants to step down as well.
Right.
So we've got two senior positions going to be coming up vacant.
Okay.
So we're looking for some volunteers.
Right, so you're stepping down and Julie's stepping down. So, but you're both going to be on the chamber, though, right?
Well, we'll still be members of the chamber, yeah. And in my case, because I'm the immediate past president, I will still be on the executive committee.
Yeah, right.
So any new president that's coming in will still have the benefit, or otherwise, as they may think, of my assistance for the following 12 months.
Right. Okay, well, usually what happens is there's a succession plan. Usually it's someone who's already on the committee who wants to step up into
We've tried that. Unfortunately, nobody's prepared to put their hand up. We've been working on a couple of people for the last 4 or 5 months. They're all too busy on other things.
Yeah.
I mean, what it needs is, in my case, it's probably about 6 hours a week. On average, some weeks is a bit more, some weeks is a bit less. And I mean, it's doing things like we're doing now, radio interviews, press interviews, attending functions on behalf of the chamber, chairing the executive committee meetings, making sure that the subcommittees are functioning, that sort of thing. But it's probably only about 6 hours a week. But it does require somebody with a, you know, that's got a feel for Devonport, that's got some enthusiasm for the place. And believes in its future.
And not necessarily someone who's been in business for an extended period.
No, it probably needs somebody young and not an old codger like me. It would probably benefit with somebody a bit younger, actually.
All right. So you need this sorted as soon as possible.
Well, we certainly want some indication from anybody out there so that we can give them a briefing as to what's required, et cetera, et cetera, to prepare them to be nominated prior to the AGM, because the nomination forms go out prior to the AGM.
Yeah.
And certainly we don't want to be in a position of sort of going to the AGM and having nobody there available to fill those positions.
Right.
In the case of the treasurer's job, it's mainly a watching brief because all the data entry work is done by the chamber secretary.
Mm.
So it's really a case of the treasurer interpreting the results, giving information to the executive committee as to how we're travelling, where we need to improve, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So again, it's probably only 3 to 4 hours a week, I guess, somewhere around that vicinity, and then making sure the books get to the auditor in time for the audit report to be done for the AGM.
Yeah, and the ability, particularly as president, to do a little bit of delegation from time to time, that helps.
Well, yeah, I mean, in my case, what I've done since I took over, I've established, I think, 7 subcommittees covering various functions of the chamber. I chair one of the subcommittees, which happens to be a pet hobby horse of mine, education and training. But we've got other subcommittees there, agriculture, industry, tourism, retail, where they all have their own committees. They provide a report to the executive at the executive meeting once a month. But yeah, they're basically free to do their own thing, providing they keep me in the loop so I don't get caught unawares by radio or a newspaper interviews.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so what's the best way to go about it for anyone interested? Just
the best way would be to let the Chamber Secretary know, mail@dcci.org.
Yep, and that's Joanna, isn't it?
That's Joanna, yep.
Okay.
Just let give them an expression of interest. If they want to, if they're interested further, she'll give them my telephone number and she'll put them in touch with me, and I can explain any questions they might have, answer any questions, etc.
Right.
But as a first step, get hold of Joanne.
Okay, and have a look at the website too.
Yes, have a good look at the website. That tells you a fair bit of what's going on.
Yeah, all right. So just look for Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Yep.
On the internet. All right, mate. Well, it'd be sad to see you go, but you'll still be around doing your bit, no doubt.
Well, I'll still be around, but I'll be 80 next year. I'd like to ease up a little bit.
Yeah, so you should. Good on you, mate.
Okay, thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Eric.
Cheers. Bye.